When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelsey.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey. sorry, that was a little too enthusiastic.
That was very enthusiastic.
How are you? And explain everything that you wrote us.
I need your help here, okay? I've been seeing this guy for a few weeks now, and last weekend we had our first, like, overnight sleepover at his place.
Okay.
And so I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm using his bathroom to, like, freshen up, and I notice a test in the trash, and can you guess what kind of test it is? I thought it was a COVID test, but it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pregnancy test?
Yes. It was a pregnancy test, and it was positive.
It was positive?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of immediately thought, oh, my God, he's seeing someone else. Like, you know, after all, we haven't had, like, we're exclusive chat yet.
Okay.
But, like, what do I do? Like, I didn't say anything to him at the moment, and I don't know yet how I'm going to approach it. But my mind's been kind of on overdrive, and I just am assuming the worst in every case possible.
No, I understand exactly why your mind went exactly to, well, he's going to be a dad.
Right. And also, like, why would there be a positive pregnancy test in his trash can? Like, does he even know, like, whose is it? Is he going to be a dad, like, I don't know, like, really soon?
Many
and
questions.
I think, and I think I know what you will all tell me, but I just kind of want to hear it. Tell it to me.
Okay, all right, yeah. Sometimes that's what you need. You need other people to tell you.
I mean, Kelsey, the first thing that came to my head is, well, that's someone he knows is pregnancy test who took it in the bathroom and threw it out in his trash. So, I don't know. Like, unless we get him on the phone. Well, you haven't even talked to him yet.
So exactly. That, yeah. I don't think that we need to be the ones to call him first
this. I mean.
Okay. Well, I think it's, you know, since you stayed over there, he knows you used his restroom. So I think that's how you bring it up. Like, hey, I just happened to notice while I was in there that. And
how
did you know about that?
Kelsey, are you sure it's a pregnancy test and not a COVID test? I mean, because
they're really similar. No, you know what they are.
It's pink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Well, Kelsey, I tell you what, I like Kelly's suggestion. If anybody else has any sort of like ways to approach this with your, I mean, is this someone that you think you have a future with?
I mean, I don't know. I obviously like him. I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So, we just haven't had the exclusive chat yet.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, I think this is a valid question to bring up, even before you have the whole, hey, what are we doing kind of a conversation. I think you should get to the bottom of what that means and if that's a part of his life.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that'll change things if he is going to be a dad.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
There'll be another factor to consider.
Right. Well, Kelsey, hang on, and we'll try to at least get some suggestions on how you can approach this. And would you do us a favor and follow up with us, like, after you find out what the deal is?
Oh, yeah, we got to know, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It's a pinky swear, right?
Yes, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Yay!
All right, cool.
She will. I trust her.
All right, thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you, guys.
Now, a lot of people are saying, does he have a roommate or a sister or someone that maybe she doesn't know about? Because, you know, if he's and she are early in the relationship still, then, you know, maybe he hasn't disclosed everything. Or she doesn't know everything about him. You know
Well, I mean? Heather says, she's definitely thinking it could be a sister that came over to his house or his apartment where his place to take the test. So we need to find out, does he have a sister, first and foremost?
Matthew rolls in. You Google this for me, Kelly. Can men use pregnancy tests to screen for testicular cancer?
Oh.
Because that's what Matthew is suggesting, that maybe it's a test for testicular cancer. And would it turn up positive if it tests positive? Like that?
Let's see. According to MD Anderson Cancer Center, Let's see. A social media post about a man's positive pregnancy test reportedly led to his testicular cancer diagnosis. Not all testicular cancers are alike. I don't know. It looks like this was kind of based on a social media post.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that may not necessarily be like a true thing. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, regardless, we're going to try to follow up with Kelsey.
It looks like some people are doing this, though.
Using it as a way to test for testicular cancer?
Yes. Now, USA Today is saying that it's not a reliable screen for testicular cancer, but it looks like some people are starting to do that based on, I guess, some people, you know, this social media post, and the guy found that. And so now they're thinking, oh, maybe that's something we can do.
If there is one silver lining here, a lot of people so far are suggesting that this may be a sister's pregnancy test and not jumping to the conclusion that,
He's cheating.
Many times happens on this show.
Right.
That he has got a, that you, in fact, are the side piece.
Right. And that he has an entanglement that wasn't quite done.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, that's refreshing. It's refreshing. People aren't automatically getting there first.
All right. Well, would love... Does anyone have a story about finding something out about their new partner that's completely changed things? Would love to hear any of those stories that you have. 502-795-1997. Or you can always comment on this, maybe help Kelsey out, find the words to approach this with her guy.
I think the words are, I was in your bathroom when I stayed over and I saw that. So what's that? Maybe.
Well, if he's emptied the trash, he could be like, what?
Well, I saw a pregnancy test and it was positive in your trash.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't?
I did.
It wasn't in there.
Do you have any idea whose it is?
I don't even know what a pregnancy test looks like.
Okay.
Well, Kelsey's in a pickle. She discovered a positive pregnancy test in the trash can of her boyfriend's place. Now, granted, she and he have only just started recently kind of seeing each other.
Right. They haven't had like we're exclusive kind of a talk yet, but she did on their first stay over found a positive pregnancy in the trash in the bathroom. And she has questions. Naturally, we all have questions.
We all have questions. Amanda, what is your question about this?
If it was the sister's pregnancy test, wouldn't the sister take it with her to show her boyfriend or whoever?
That's a very valid point.
Well,
yes.
Someone suggested that if it was indeed a sister, and maybe she was trying to just find out before anyone else knew, away from parents, away from whoever, because, you know, maybe she's not attached, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe it's not a great thing in her life right now.
No, that's a possibility. I mean, as a mother of three, I have all of the first tests that I took with all three of mine, but
now you've
I guess that's a possibility. Yes.
Kelly, have you kept yours?
Yeah, it's in their baby book.
I don't think I kept those.
Yeah, I had the first one for the baby book.
Oh, okay. See, I think immediately my mind is like, I peed on that, so I don't want to keep it.
Yeah, that's true.
I hear you. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Matthew had suggested that maybe it was
he was screening himself
Testicular cancer.
And we were like, is that a thing?
Figured to just get him on the phone. Matthew!
Hey, Ken and Kelly, I love you guys.
Oh, well,
we love you!
Thank you. Explain to me, like I'm five, how a man can use a pregnancy test to screen for testicular cancer.
They just pee on the stick, and if it shows up positive, then that would alarm them to, or alert them to go to their primary care physician for further testing.
Okay, so what is it that they produce, though, that triggers that positive result?
So, there's that. When women are pregnant, they have a HCG levels, and that's how they determine how far along you could be or how viable the pregnancy is.
Yeah.
So when some testicular cancers also produce that same hormone.
Oh,
so it's not really? All testicular cancers. It's just very some
all right.
testicular cancer.
And you're in the medical field, so you have some medical knowledge of this?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Okay, then.
All right.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just things you found on the internet. Got it.
Right. But it's not like if a man would happen to just pee on a pregnancy test and it comes up positive, he should go get a confirmation. And I encourage everybody to do their own personal cancer screening.
Yes. Follow up with the doctor. Yes.
Yeah. He should get a confirmation that he's not pregnant for one.
Stop it.
And then, for the testicular cancer. All right, Matthew, appreciate it. Thank you so much for, explaining it to us.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it could be the case here.
Yeah, but again, it's not an accurate thing. It's just, it can be indicative that your body is producing cancer cells and you should go get further testing.
All right, appreciate it, Matthew. That, learning thing, is that, how far-fetched is that?
He's in the medical field.
No, I'm just saying, how far-fetched is that for this case?
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's one of two, there's three possibilities here.
Yeah.
Either there's an entanglement that is, or there's a sister, or he screened himself for testicular cancer. So we need to, either way, we need to clarify, get to the bottom of it. I mean, there is a reason we need to ask about it.
All right. So Kelsey, homework, Kelsey.
Are you giving her a deadline?
By tomorrow.
We need. Oh, really?
Yes. We need to know by tomorrow.
All right.
I can't. I can't sleep. Knowing this is
Kelsey,
hanging
Ben's
over
gonna
our
lose
head.
Sleep, so if you can go ahead and take care of this for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, please. Can you take care of this for us? Talk to him. We'll follow up with you, or who knows? Maybe we'll even chat with your boyfriend. Who knows?
Yes. Just tell him you saw it in the trash when you went to the bathroom, and I naturally have some questions, as you might imagine.
Exactly. All right. Kelsey, you got some homework. We'll follow up with you tomorrow. Good luck. Hope everything turns out in your favor. May the odds be ever in your favor.
I'm rooting for the sister.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to say, or the testicular cancer.
No, we don't want that. That's not what we want at all. We need the sister to be pregnant. He's going to be an uncle. Yay.
All right. So we'll follow up with you tomorrow. That's group therapy.